To compete means to strive for something in company or together, to aim at something, to try to reach something, to seek after something with others. If the something that you aim for is prestige, or notice, or a gold medal instead of a tin medal, it is your personality that is motivating the competition. You are striving to empower yourself at the expense of others, to assert your superiority over another or over other human beings. You are striving for external power. By striving for this reward or that reward, you ask the world to assess and acknowledge your value before you can value yourself. You place your sense of self-worth in the hands of others. You have no power, even if you win every gold medal that the world can produce. If what you seek is the joy of giving without reservation, of giving with purpose and joy and consciousness all that you have to the effort that you and other souls are creating jointly, your competition is the expression of your soul. When the effort that finishes last in time has the same value as the effort that finishes first, when the quality of the immortal, timeless soul is honored instead of the time-bound personality and body, when your giving is not impeded by fear of vulnerability, when the size or color or shape of what you receive or do not receive does not matter, you will know the power of a humble spirit. An authentically empowered person is one who forgives. Forgiveness is not a moral issue. It is an energy dynamic. When most people forgive, they do not want those that they forgave to forget that they forgave and forgot. This kind of forgiveness manipulates the person who is forgiven. It is not forgiveness. It is a means of acquiring external power over another. Forgiveness means that you do not carry the baggage of an experience. When you choose not to forgive, the experience that you do not forgive sticks with you. When you choose not to forgive, it is like agreeing to wear dark, gruesome sunglasses that distort everything, and it is you who are forced every day to look at life through those contaminated lenses because you have chosen to keep them. You wish everyone else to see the world that way because you wish to see the world that way, and it is indeed the world that you are looking at. But it is only you who sees it. You are looking through the lens of your own contaminated love.